It's
Yeah.
funny to be so dramatic about it and how
Okay.
fun time it's funny. It's like a super, and these the parents of both my parents too.
You're
Oh, I've
set.
known them forever.
Okay, here we go. Let's call this meeting to order. This is the Ag and Mosquito Abatement District Board of Trustees meeting, October 1st.
I texted her.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait,
Oh,
she's
Elijah did.
in?
Yeah, no, she's trying to get in. She's right
Sorry, I
now.
just noticed that.
No, thank you.
Hi, Audrey.
Hi, Audrey.
I just started, so didn't miss anything. Present, me, Joe Pereira. We have Ben Anderson's here. Welcome, Ben. And we have Janae Dirch, Judy Desmond, Jamie White, Ryan Lusty, and then on Zoom we have Tina Snow and Audrey Pierce. Am I missing anybody? Nope.
Thank you,
Okay.
Audrey. Wow.
No, there's no public, so no public comment. We're on to number 2, minutes. Everybody had an opportunity to look at the minutes.
Yes.
Yes.
Motion to approve.
You got a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Right. Unanimous? Financial reports.
Okay, on the quick report. Same one we always do. Number 3391 Colonial Flag. I had to buy, well, our old flag was pretty ripped up and stuff, so I bought 3 flags. That's what that is. And then down further, 3399 the UMA. That is for the conference coming up, $2,100. That's all the registrations and all that kind of stuff for the conference. 2 more below that, 3401 to Code Diagnostics. That is some end of year testing stuff that we needed to finish out the season for our testing. And then I believe everything else is just normal monthly stuff.
Is that also the our renewal for membership?
Yes.
Okay.
On the, guess on the purchase card, the thing to Costco, that was a bunch of water and there was something else in the same room. There's a couple of things that from Costco, but I know one of them is water, but the other part of it was because water doesn't cost $60.
But it involved. Was it
Paper
detergent?
towels?
It could have been, yeah.
I think it was detergent, but I don't know.
Yes.
I don't remember either. It was legit, though.
Thanks, Judy, for backing me up.
Any questions, comments? What'd you do with the all?
Actually, it's right there.
Okay. I know we got a BSA troop that has the that's up at the fire station that's sponsored by the fire station. They may want them to properly dispose of it. I
Okay.
will reach out to them and,
Or we could just
or I could
give you,
grant, or I
can
could
we just
take
give it
it.
to
Yeah, I'll
you?
just go
Is
ahead
that
and take it,
okay?
and then that way we'll donate it. That way it's taken care of appropriately.
I like that. Thank you, Ben. Appreciate it. Okay. I don't think
Motion to approve the financials as distributed.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in
I'll
favor?
second.
All right.
Aye.
Unanimous. Next is Manager's Guild report.
Okay. So until this, well, until the last couple of days, mosquitoes were still plenty active. We've had quite a few service requests coming in the last few days. Obviously, yesterday we didn't get any simply because of the rain and everything. But the good news is with the weather cooling down this week, I think we're pretty much at an end. Our traps are like as of like we put them out Monday night, and it's pretty much it's not over, but it's I mean the traps are almost empty. And so that's the good news. With the cooler weather, though, they were out bothering people, and more people have seen them. And I'm sure you guys saw a bunch here and there. And hopefully, they will, with the temperatures going down into the 40s for multiple days in a row, then they will shut down. I've been out fogging to try to keep them down, but hopefully, we can. We'll have seen the end of them by the end of this week. So,
Does the rain make it where the, I was just checking the temperatures. Does it, do they have a period to breed if it gets just warm enough and then, or does it
if
thunder right now?
it gets warm enough, with this weekend, there's going to be like 4 days in a row of 40s, and then it'll be in the 50s after that, I think, a little bit. For the most part, that will shut them completely down. Like, you'll still see, if it gets a warm day, the ones that are out there will still come out. But
So we're not in a new cycle.
no,
Okay.
I don't think so. I mean, unless if it gets up into the 80s, which has happened in October, then we might see a day or two where it's bad. And I've got the machine still sitting there. The only thing we're going to be doing from now on is using the fogger. Like, we're not going to be doing any larval control or anything like that. But so, yeah, if we get an 80-degree day here and there, people will see them during the day and stuff. But even as far as disease goes, the ones that you're seeing even during the day won't be disease killing. So that side of it is good. It's just the ones that you see during the day are meaner, they bite harder, they're meaty bugs. They don't relent. But yeah. So hopefully we most of that will be taken care of by the end of the week. We will continue to trap. I will put him out on Monday again, and we'll continue to test as long as we're getting enough. Like, this last week we only tested six. Janae tested those this week. And we had no positives from those. For the year, we tested 896. Like I said, we'll continue to do that until we don't get any enough to test any. But we tested 896. We found 35 in the district, 35 positive samples, 9 St. Louis positive samples. In the district, we have had no human cases this year, and that's a positive. There's 8 positive human cases in Salt Lake County, 41 human cases statewide. It's a higher year than the past couple years. Last year, I think there were 12 human cases in the state, so this year's a bit higher than what we've had. But there are 17 horses, and over all the districts in the state, there's 538 positive mosquito pools slash samples out of 10,637 samples tested, which is just over 5% of all pools tested. Every 2 weeks, I think I've told you this before, but every 2 weeks, the Department of Health, along with all the mosquito abatement districts and state health labs, all get together and have a conference call on where things stand and what we're doing and all that kind of stuff. And that will continue through the month of October, at least up until our meeting at the end of the month. So, yeah, like I said, we'll have the fogger ready to go for the warm days in the next few weeks. And I know that. It's Cypress. They've on their practice field that they've been practicing on the old field, and they've called me a couple times because they've been getting eaten alive, and I've gone and tried to help them out there. So I sprayed there last night again, so hopefully they'll be good for the rest of this week. But it's been a long summer. I'm glad to see it slowing down. On the back of this is all the numbers for the month. You'll see that we had 18 positive West Nile for the month of September out of, well, yeah, 200 tested. And eight of those were all that. There were also eight SLEs. So we had a total of nine SLEs per year. Eight of those were all in September. And then 18 of the 35 were in September. So September is usually the highest month simply because that's when the older the mosquitoes get, the longer the virus can replicate in them. And so, like, you'll see a lot more positives in the older mosquitoes. So that's what that is. And then all the other pages are all the trap counts each week. That's not that there's a lot of numbers there. I get that. If you have any questions on it, we can talk about it later, but it's each one is a like, so just for an example, if you go to the 16th of September in KSL, like if you go across to the that's how many mosquitoes were total in it on the 16th of September, it's 37. So that's how that worked. And that's on the back of it as well. So you can look that over as you will. And we one thing I did not put in here, we treated just, I think we're just under 400 acres total with the drone. That doesn't include any of the hand treatments that the seasonals did. That will be on top of that, and that we'll do that report in December. So that's it.
Preliminary budget.
Okay, for this is basically just, there's no motion needed, no nothing like that. All this is just for your information to take back with you and take a look at. This is kind of what we're thinking. If you look at past budget, one thing that I will bring up is if you look at past budgets on the line on the revenue top on the top where it says contribution from fund balance, we usually have a number in there to make up any kind of difference. This year we do not need that. So we have not put that in there. So that part is good. And other than that, there's a few numbers that we've changed in there, but we can get into that in more detail next month when we have the tentative budget. So, if you have any questions on it now, we can talk about it. But if you'd like, we can email you last year's budget so you can look at preliminary budget or last year's final budget. And you can look at that. But you also have it in the with the financial reports, the budget comparisons there. So, see what we're thinking a little bit along those lines. But yeah, it's just informational, kind of a thing. The law tells us we have to have a preliminary, then we have to have a tentative, and then we have the final. So that's why we're.
Yay, huh?
Yeah.
So this is just for information.
Yes, we don't have to do any votes or anything.
Okay. Number six is agendas for next board meeting. Anything?
Next, we'll have our training.
The training will be complete.
Yep. So that's really.
Yes, and I believe that we've all said everybody's planning on being at that meeting for the training, so that's good. That's great.
So our next meeting is November 12th. So we'll know if we have a new mayor of Kearns.
Yeah. I retired yesterday.
Wow.
From my daycare, so I'm all alone today.
Enjoying it for a month, huh?
Yeah, for a month.
Sad at the same time.
I'm ready to move on, but it's sad.
That works.
Okay, any trustee comments?
Nope. Motion to adjourn.
I have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank
See you.
See you
up in Park City.